Final Examination B Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1 Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1 Most of the girls like wearing skirts in summer
2 They saw some street cleaners cleaning the street.
3. A forest is a large area of trees and is very important.
4. When there is a gentle wind, we can fly all kinds of kites.
5. Nowadays, people usually take the underground to go from Puxi to Pudong. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。 1. Tom, how are you going to Beijing?
I'm going to fly there.
Question.How will Tom go to Beijing? 2. Eddie, come on. It's 2:10. My plane will leave for Los Angeles at 4:30.
Don't worry. Your watch is 20 minutes fast.
Question. What time is it now? 3. Do you like mooncakes?
Yes.I like salty mooncakes with meat.
I don't like salty mooncakes. I'd rather have sweet ones without beans.
Question. What kind of mooncakes does the boy like?
4. What can I do for you?
I want to borrow a book on festivals.
Question.Where are the two speakers? 5. Danny, look at my new silk shirt.
How nice. Where did you buy it?
At Songjiang Walmart Supermarket. Touch it.
It's really smooth.
Question. How does the shirt feel?
6. This typhoon...is a super one.
Yes. Some fishing boats sank in the big waves yesterday.
Some heavy objects fell this morning.
Question. What happened today?
7. What's your homework, Lucy?
I have to write a report about sea animals.
It sounds interesting.
Yes. I must go to the library to find out some pictures.
Question. Why must Lucy go to the library? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
During the holidays, Danny went to a fitness camp. He met a lot of overweight kids like him there. The camp lasted for a month. Every day, the overweight kids got up early. They did a lot of exercises. They went jogging.Swimming, roller skating, and skateboarding. They also played a lot of ball games. They made friends with each other at the camp. They also learned how to choose healthy food. All of them had a wonderful time there. On September the 1st, Danny went back to school. He was thinner.And fitter, and he looked as healthy as a sportsman. His classmates were surprised to see him much thinner than before. "Wow! What happened to you, Danny?" they asked. Danny laughed happily. "I've been to a great camp. It helped me lose a lot of weight and get fit again," he said. Soon after, Danny passed his PE exam. Now he knows the importance of sports and a healthy diet. During the holidays, Danny went to a fitness camp. He met a lot of overweight kids like him there. The camp lasted for a month. Every day, the overweight kids got up early. They did a lot of exercises. They went jogging, swimming, roller skating, and skateboarding. They also played a lot of ball games. They made friends with each other at the camp. They also learned how to choose healthy food. All of them had a wonderful time there. On September the 1st, Danny went back to school. He was thinner and fitter, and he looked as healthy as a sportsman. His classmates were surprised to see him much thinner than before. "Wow! What happened to you, Danny?" they asked. Danny laughed happily. "I've been to a great camp. It helped me lose a lot of weight and get fit again," he said. Soon after, Danny passed his PE exam. Now he knows the importance of sports and a healthy diet. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。What's the best gift Sandy has ever got? A smile. 2 years ago, Sandy came to a new school. No one knew who she was. She had no friends. She was very lonely. One day, one student, Alice, smiled at her. Her smile made Sandy feel warm and happy. Then Sandy started to talk with her and found that they had the same hobbies. Alice likes listening to music and collecting information, and so does Sandy. They became good friends soon. We hope their friendship will last forever. What's the best gift Sandy has ever got? A smile. 2 years ago, Sandy came to a new school. No one knew who she was. She had no friends. She was very lonely. One day, one student, Alice, smiled at her. Her smile made Sandy feel warm and happy. Then Sandy started to talk with her and found that they had the same hobbies. Alice likes listening to music and collecting information, and so does Sandy. They became good friends soon. We hope their friendship will last forever.